House of Bob is sponsored by Legend 7 Brewing. Based in our hometown of Calgary, Alberta, these guys do a ton to keep us online and keep beers in our fridge. Thanks for listening.
Last time on House of Annihilation, Cranston, Douglas, Horik, and Lee confront the alphas of the pack of velociraptors that had been hunting them for days. The coral-encrusted gorge of Itasca-Hakla is crossed, giving the crew a glimpse into the dangers of the past and at some of the hidden power under the canopy of the jungle.
I'm Dan. I'll be playing Liana Servana, the Elf Beastmaster.
Hi, I'm Jake. I'm playing as Cranston Thorne, the half-elf bard.
My name's Alex, and I'll be playing as Horik Jones, the human fighter.
I'm Christina, and I'm playing Douglas, the Ganassi Evoker.
And I'm Sean, your Dungeon Master. If you like what you hear, you can support House of Bob and help us grow by reviewing us on iTunes, buying merch from our Etsy store, or even just telling your friends about us. Roll on! Douglas, you can now see right out over the magma pit. Opposite side there, there's another gantry on the other side.
I sigh when I see them. There's more lava. I'm like,
there's lava everywhere. That's kind of ridiculous. And then ahead of you, sort of a Y intersection where the minecarts go off in two different directions. One way it goes to your right, one way it goes ahead of you. Another crane overlooks the magma to your left. And to your right, you can hear that hammering louder and louder inside what Sithi warns you is the smelting room or the forge. The hammering sound grows louder, and it's coming from the enormous chamber to your side. You can feel kind of how big it is, how echoey it is. Douglas is just in the right position there to see what's going on, that there's actually a number of newts in here working away at the smelter.
They're quite intelligent if they can actually learn how to use this stuff on their own.
And they appear to be working quite industriously. Make a perception check.
What do they look like? Are they like a newt, how I imagine
like,
it?
They're like medium-sized bipedal newts. They're amphibians, but they're fire-based instead of water-based.
Douglas gets 11.
You can see that they're working away. They're working bellows. They're carrying ore back and forth. They seem pretty focused on what they're doing, and it's also very loud in here.
Does 11 let me know if they're wearing armor and stuff?
You can see that they're actually wearing some metal armor.
Which is probably super hot.
So hot.
I can see a little bit of new cleavage. Pretty hot.
I just passed Jake a little index card with the stats for the dwarf warriors. They all have the same stats.
The little dwarf squad now.
And they're behind you. They're just really slow.
Horik whispers to their newfound dwarf friends and wants to know if the newts speak common. Or if the dwarves know if the newts speak common.
Some of them might be intelligent enough, but I've only heard their gross, bestial mutterings before.
Damn it, Sithi, keep your voice down.
Sorry, they just get me so worked up.
Sithi!
So Horik thinks if there's a chance that maybe they speak common, perhaps we can, garner some information from them.
Absolutely not. These things took my home from me. I will not deal with them. They're gluttons, they're thieves, they're blah.
You don't have to deal with them.
Even if they're savages and they need to be disposed of.
And they'll just kindly give me all the treasure in the vault. I just don't see it happening.
Just perhaps we can get some information out of them first.
Worst case scenario, leave one alive for questions about dragons.
Okay.
Is that acceptable, Sithi?
That's fine.
One other question for Sithi would be, if, say, one of these fire newts were to fall in the lava, would that have any effect on them, or are they totally cool with
they
that?
They basically live in lava.
Okay. Sithi, do you know the layout of the rest of that room? Like, is there an escape from there?
There is mine carts on the far left side of that room that wrap around in order to deliver ore through the mine. And then on the far right side of that room, there is a door that leads back into quarters and the forge and anvils and the kitchens and stuff like that, as well as the vault.
So if I take these train tracks going to the left, will it lead here?
They should wrap around, yes.
Okay.
Lee, if someone were to cast invisibility on you, would you want to go around the back there and then you could be on the far side and you could pop people with arrows or?
Yeah, I'd be cool with being invisible.
All right, it's done.
All right, so
Liana disappears.
Liana is invisible. For how long?
1 hour, or until she attacks.
Okay. Sounds good. So Liana is making her way further along. You can still make a stealth check just to make sure that nobody hears you.
11.
11 is enough. You take a quick peek back and you see that the fire newts are still working away. You can move your way further along the tracks. And in fact, you do so until you get to this intersection right here.
I'm going to go up. Up seems like the correct decision.
And as you start to head in that direction, you can see ahead of you, tied up to posts on the cart track, two large reptilian bird-like creatures.
Oh, dang.
They're bipedal with these little vestigial forearms. They're red with reptilian scales and bird-like beaks. They're both fitted out with saddles. You can make a nature check. Maybe you know something about them.
Yep. 15.
These are known as giant striders. They're fiercely territorial, pretty violent little creatures that are used by the fire newts as transportation.
So if the newts were going to try to escape, they would probably run to these and ride one out. In which case, I want...
Boats.
Yeah, easier said than done. Apparently, they're pretty violent and territorial.
If you can just let them loose, if they run away, then at least some of the salamanders would chase after them.
Can I cut the rope without revealing my invisibility?
That's not an attack.
It's risky, but I think I'm going to try to cut the ropes.
Okay, so you're sneaking up. You've got these two animals here. You're trying to make sure that you don't hear you, smell you, see your tracks as you're walking onto the ground and stuff like that. Go ahead and make a stealth check.
15.
15. You're creeping up to them. You've got your dagger in one hand. You reach out towards the reins. The strider sort of sniffs a little bit, snaps its beak, but doesn't react to your presence other than that.
Snip, snip.
You cut the first rein, make a second stealth check to get the second one.
9.
You go to reach out to cut the second one, and the second strider... and then... lashes out, whips its head out at you, flailing wildly in the air. Let me see if it hits. It's got disadvantage on the roll. 22 to hit.
Yes.
Okay. You're going to take 8 piercing damage.
All right.
I don't think you would become visible. Like, you could get hit, but now you're gushing blood, splattering onto the wall behind you, onto the floor around you, and now both of these things are alerted. They're free from their posts, so they're sniffing and hunting around and searching for you now.
All right, I'm going to start running back.
I'm going to get you to roll initiative.
25. Got okay. 20.
And I got much lower than that. So you are moving away. Go ahead, do your action.
Okay. I'm going to just do a straight up double move.
Okay.
As far back as I can. Doesn't it normally tell you how far you can go?
It's number squares, right?
It's hard to count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
It is hard to count to 12.
10. Shut up.
Andy had to do it out loud, too, which is, worse.
I can move 35, so 70.
35 is...
Oh, you can do 35. That's faster.
That's 14.
I can do 14, so go fuck yourself.
No, I mean, 14 is a whole other story.
Yeah. I'm going to have to take off my socks for this shit.
Oh, my God.
I don't know why I didn't have to. It was
I don't even understand what that meant.
What do you mean most people don't have 6 fingers?
There's, like, ace 12 method of counting on your fingers that uses 12 for, like, each of the, like, segments of your... 4 fingers.
Oh.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So you might have to get your socks off for,
I'm gonna have to
for
use
more
my
than
other
12,
hand.
But you're going to have to use both hands for sure.
Shit.
Yeah.
All right, I'm just going to move 12.
That's all your socks.
Because your thumb has 2 segments.
No, you're
going
to use
14.
The thumb to count.
Yeah, but then you can use your thumb to count
two more.
Use
your other finger to
with
count.
What? Another thumb?
With this one. I use my pointer finger. Yeah. 1, 2.
Yeah. Whoa!
1, 2.
Okay, I'll move 14 then.
The Babylonians don't got nothing on me. Douglas, you're kind of keeping an eye on the fire newts, and you see that one of the striders rushes into the smelter area, bucking its reins back and forth. It looks pissed off. It looks alarmed at something.
Hopefully it attacks one of them.
And you hear a whisper from Lee as she...
What the fuck did you do?
I got them free. They're free now.
The newts start to kind of congregate around the strider, trying to calm it down, trying to figure out what's going on.
Now.
Now.
Okay.
Do it.
All the newts are congregated on the left side of the room there, crowding around Strider, getting it under control, trying to figure out what's going on. Some of them are starting to peek down the hallway behind it, and they're all talking to each other. And you speak primordial, right?
I do.
You understand them. They're speaking the elemental language of fire, which is Ignan. They're saying, "What is it? What is it, Messy?"
Messy. So far.
What do you smell?
Captain Fluffers?
What do you smell, sweetie? What is it?
I'm honestly, so far, I think we're suffering from who came to us first, like syndrome. These guys actually seem nice.
So industrious.
I cast a snowball swarm on Bessie.
Surprise round begins. They're going to make saving throws?
Yep. So all creatures within 5 radius.
You're going to get all these guys.
That's the plan.
Okay. 2 of the fire newts manage to dodge out of the way of the blast. The Strider and the 3rd fire newt take full brunt attack.
14 damage full.
14 damage to the Strider and to his little buddy. And 7 damage to the other ones. Mm-hmm. Everybody roll initiative.
Lee rolled 23.
Hork rolls 22.
Douglas rolls 9.
Cranston's sitting on a 20.
Okay, so first up, Leanne. You are still technically invisible. You see Douglas blast off this icy cold attack, just a series of snowballs. Tip.
Leanne charges in, and if she attacks someone who doesn't know they're there, do I get advantage on my roll?
Yeah.
So I'm going to pull up my 2 short swords, and I'm going to make first attack. Stab number 1. 10 to hit on my first attack.
10 misses.
I'm going to try to hit him again. 19.
Hits.
10 damage.
Okay.
And I'm going to have Town move up as well.
That's your whole turn?
Yep.
Horik, you're next.
Horik is going to try to rush up towards these newts.
Okay. One full movement gets you just about 15 feet away from the nearest newt.
So you got a ranged weapon?
You can make a dash action, which would give you a second move, or you could wait there and just be ready.
Yeah, Horik's going to wait there and just be ready.
Okay. Cranston, you're next.
Cranston makes his way forward in the tunnel there, getting in behind Horik. The salamander that Leanne was attacking.
The newt?
Yeah, racist.
They're all the same to me.
Oh!
Whoa.
Every day I think about leaving this party.
Actually, Cranston just says all those things that he said and casts Vicious Mockery.
You filthy salamanders!
You're just the same as all the other amphibious creatures.
Yeah. Just a dumb fire frog. And
my mother was a fire frog.
Wisdom saving throw.
Okay.
14 DC.
10.
Takes D4 psychic damage, and he gets disadvantage on his next attack. 3 damage.
Okay. Next is the newts. This newt that is being attacked by Leanne is going to draw his scimitar and attack twice.
Shing. Disadvantage.
Right. Oh, well, I rolled 17 on both dice. You're going to take 2 slashing damage. Second attack, 9 misses.
Yeah, come on, you piece of garbage.
Leanne's been really mad lately.
Yeah.
He's still kind of upset about Rye.
Second newt gets a miss and a crit.
On who?
On you. Take 5 slashing damage. One of the newts that was beside the Strider runs up, takes a little bit of cover behind one of these tables over here, and spits a gob of fire at Horik.
Holy shit.
Horik, you will make a dexterity saving throw.
Okay. 11.
You take 7 fire damage.
Wow.
Leanne, another newt runs over from the Strider and is going to spit fire at you. Go ahead and make a dexterity saving throw.
16.
Okay, you will take 7 damage.
Oh, God.
More fire newts rush up. This one jumps on top of the table. Strider is also looking fierce. In fact, one of these newts is going to jump on top of it. Riding on top of the Strider, he's waiting for his opportunity to charge.
Don't give him that opportunity, guys.
Now you just have this whole swarm of fire newts headed towards you. Altogether, you've got 8 fire newts, 1 Strider, and then, Cranston, you hear some screeching coming from the tunnel to your left as the second Strider that Leanne failed to take care of is squeezing its way down this tunnel at you. Douglas.
Douglas is going to cast Ice Knife, or at least attempt to cast Ice Knife.
At that guy that's on top of the table?
Yes.
Right.
He's up on the table, scimitar out.
So thinking he looks so cool, well, you're going to get cool now. Oh! With a 20 on that shit.
Natural 20. You're going to double your attack damage.
Nice. 11.
That's the dwarf's turn now.
Sithi raises his hand axe and shouts to his comrades, "It's time to reclaim our home!" And they charge in blindly.
All right. Segror, rushing out of the tunnel, jumps up onto the table in front of the fire newt that you just hit with your ice knife and slashes at the fire newt with his axe.
Ooh, he gets a 21 to hit.
That hits.
A glancing blow, 2 damage.
Okay, that newt is direly injured but still standing. Sithi, standing side by side with Liani, takes a swing at another one of the fire newts, perhaps the one that Liani has already been injuring.
Yeah, let's do it.
That will hit. Two. Just beside Segror, Albinox is going to attack. We've got two fire newts here that are both injured. Do you want to go for the one on the table or the one just beside him?
Table. Let's knock this table guy down a peg. Oh, 21 again.
That hits.
5 damage.
Segor slashes with the axe across the fire newt's chest, felling it to the ground, leaving the table with just a dwarf on top of it, as most tables should be.
Okay. As was written.
Yeah, I'm just a dwarf.
Standing on a table. Liani, it's your turn.
Lee continues her onslaught on that, whatever these fucking things are, north of me. That guy. I attack that one with my two swords. So I'm trying to, like, swipe its legs.
Yeah.
26.
That hits.
11 damage.
That fells it. It falls dead at your feet.
Nice! And then I take my second action and I swing at the guy to the left. 23.
23 hits.
6 damage to him.
Ow! You slash with your short sword across its shoulder, ripping part of its armor free. It is now Horek's turn.
Horek is going to move up in behind this, like, crowd of dwarves and kind of keep the dwarves in between him and the salamanders. He's going to use his lunging attack to attack between the two dwarves ahead of him and get this rightmost salamander here. With a lunging attack, I can spend a superiority die to increase the reach of a melee weapon attack by 5 feet. And if the attack hits, I can add the superiority die to my attack's damage.
I'm excited about this attack. Let's see if you hit it.
Yeah. Horik is going to use his pickaxe to lunge past one of these dwarves and then upswing towards this newt. 23 to hit.
That hits.
11 damage.
He looks pretty hurt. Anything else?
Hork's going to move up past Liani and then going to attack the same newt again with his flail now that he's close enough to do so.
Oh my god, this guy's going to be like, this man is everywhere.
Hork does not fuck around.
No.
8 to hit.
And now you're fucking around.
Hork's going to roll his inspiration.
Do it.
He's just feeling inspired, so he's going to try again. 18 to hit.
That hits.
Okay. 9 damage.
Blah, 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 blah.
Whoa, do you kiss your mouth? Your mom with that mouth? What was I saying?
Do you kiss your mouth with that mom?
You actually translate that to be like, tell my mother I loved her.
I'm like, gross.
Ew. The newt atop the strider looks down at Torek with this intense look in his eyes.
You shall pay for the death of my brother.
These guys are all, like, just inbreeding and incestuous.
Well, you know, they probably have, like, a lot of siblings in one go.
Got to do town.
Town, seeing that weird lizard thing over to its left, runs away.
Oh.
Town is fragile, so town's actually going to move over here and attack that guy.
Right.
I hope you're ready
Fire
for
Newt
it.
Fire Newt now with a mountain lion in front of it.
Rawr! Nope. It's a big fat miss.
Cranston.
What were they called? The
Striders?
Striders, yeah. Did you say he was squeezing through the tunnel? Like,
yes.
It's too tight for him?
He's
slow going? Okay. Yeah. So I think I'm going to step forward. I'm just going to push him back because it'll take him a lot longer to catch up that ground.
Cranston heading into the left tunnel, seeing the squeezing Strider.
Yeah, and pulls out his drum and smashes the sticks against it, and a shockwave of thunder rockets forward. Constitution 13.
I fail.
Only 3 damage, but gets pushed 10 feet away.
Okay.
And then I've got a bit of movement left, so I get over here, surrounded by dwarves.
After Cranston is going to be the fire newts. They're getting pretty angry here. The newt riding strider, all upset about his brother dying, jumps the strider up onto the table, kind of tumbling into the side. Segror and this newt atop a strider now facing each other off, and the newt attacks. Over 15.
Yep.
Second attack, 12.
Nope.
One of those scimitar slashes will hit. 4 damage. The newt in front of Tuntha will attack him. 14 to hit.
Yep.
4 damage. And second attack also hits for 5 damage.
Okay.
And then the newt facing down Town the Cougar. 2 attacks, both over 20.
Yep.
2 damage and 2 damage.
Okie dokie.
Segror is going to make a dexterity saving throw as another newt, one of the newts in the back, runs up and shoots a ball of spitfire at him. DC 11.
14 dex.
Okay, so he is going to take 3 fire damage from a spitfire. Strider squeezes back out through the tunnel, getting just close enough to launch a fire burst from its mouth.
Oh, that sounds bad.
Hurls a gout of flame, landing it right on the square behind Cranston. Each creature in a 10-foot radius centered on that point must make a DC 12 dexterity saving throw. That's Douglas, all the dwarves, Liani, Horik, Town.
16 for Lee.
Hork rolls 19.
Cranston gets 13.
Okay.
The dwarves get 6.
And town?
10 for town.
So if you failed your dexterity saving throw, you were taking 15 damage. If you succeeded, you're taking 7.
What was the
Holy
pass?
Shit.
12.
Okay.
So Cranston succeeded.
Probably need to focus on these striders. They do way more damage than anybody else. Shut up.
Blarb, blarb, blarb.
You too.
Blarb.
Douglas, your turn.
The rider that's on the strider. The rider strider.
Strider rider?
Strider rider.
No, I said what I said. I'm going to try to cast suggestion on him.
Okay, he's making a wisdom saving throw. 8.
No, I say spit fire at your friends.
Okay, so he takes your suggestion under advisement. He has to wait till his turn. And it is now the dwarves. There's 3 dwarves that are in range of newts right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll start with them. They slash with their hand axes. Misses.
Sithy misses. Segror.
7, I assume, is a miss.
That is a miss.
Another 7. Not a lot of luck there.
Okay, dwarves miss.
4th one.
He'll probably attack that strider. Yeah. Below me.
16.
Albinok strikes the strider.
My man Albinok, 7 damage.
The dwarves have gone. That brings us back around to Lee.
Lee crosses over that little water
pool. Oh, and you can see that pool. That pool looks like molten silvery metal.
Oh, dang. Oh,
quicksilver.
If we push someone in there, that'd be good. Leanne's just trying to spread out the party just a smidge so we don't get hit by all these...
Fireballs.
Yeah, fireballs.
Sounds good.
So Leanne's gonna take a shot at the strider behind Cranston. 25.
25 hits.
11 damage.
A mighty arrow shot pierces the strider in its left eye. It looks on its last legs, teetering and tottering in front of Cranston.
Town is going to take a swipe at the
Newt
salamander. Going to do a couple claws and a bite. 24.
Hits.
8 damage.
Okay.
Going to claw. 15 to hit.
That misses. Town manages to rake the Newt with its first claw, but then she goes to hit with the second and chinks off of the Fire Newt's chainmail armor. Horik.
Horik is going to push his way past... town and this Newt and this strider.
Where the fuck are you going?
Oh my god.
You're going to take so many attacks of opportunity.
You are going to take so many attacks of opportunities.
What's happening? That's going to be like 4.
Yeah.
And back 5. Up here towards this Newt.
You will die doing this gauntlet.
Okay, so Horik is attempting to deacon dodge his way
that's
past
right.
4 fire Newts.
Stir the entire
in order to
fight.
Get on the other side of the party.
That's right.
So first Newt. Crit.
What?
That seems right.
Let's just see how many of them hit. Second Newt, a 1. Okay. The strider, a 16.
That hits.
Yep.
I know the raptors made you feel invincible, but
that's
come
it.
On.
Okay. So you're going to take 2d6 from a scimitar slash. That's 11 points of damage.
Oh my god.
Why did you do that?
And the strider bites you.
Oh my
you
god.
For 6 points of damage.
Okay.
How you doing over there, big guy?
I'm doing okay. Not great. Hurting pretty bad.
By your own accord.
So you moved all the way over there.
Yeah.
It's not like
what
once
are you,
you
gonna
get
do
there,
now?
You like win.
It's a race.
So Horik's going to take his flail and he's going to try to bash in the head of this Newt immediately next to him.
Yeah.
19 to hit.
That hits.
8 damage. And then he's also going to use the pushing attack maneuver, so he's going to add superior to die to the attack's damage.
Okay.
Another 6 damage.
Okay.
And then he's going to attack with his pick, and he's going to try to, like, take out the knees of this Newt. 9 to hit.
That misses.
Okay.
All right, so Horik does...
So courageously.
Yeah, proving once again that you certainly can move through a whole bunch of Newts. If you want to, and does a fair amount of damage to a Newt in the back of the room.
Hey, you, way over there.
I'm coming for you.
It's now the Newt's turn. So the Newt that you just,
oh, no.
You just struck, Horik, is going to turn and attack you.
This might not go well.
It misses twice.
Oh, thank God.
The one just beside him also attacks you. 22 and 22 to hit. So both hit.
Okay.
7 damage from the first hit, 6 from the second hit.
Oh my god.
Surprise, surprise.
That's not great. Horik's passed out. He's knocked out.
No shit, you dumbass.
Just as planned. Now they won't attack me anymore.
Thank god he made it to the other side.
That's my sleeper move.
On yourself, yeah, that's great. I'm tired of this fight.
I don't even know what to think anymore. I mean, I would rub my hands in like in like malice, no. But
you're like, I didn't really have to try.
I didn't. That wasn't even me.
Gimme.
So, Cranston, you can go. Horik is over there.
Yeah, I can heal him, but I'd have to walk through 7 attack of opportunities. And we've just learned that that's a bad idea, so...
Don't knock it till you try.
You know that the strider right beside you is on its last leg.
Yeah.
You could use the dwarves to take him
yeah,
out.
Yeah, that was what I was hoping for.
Okay.
Because I'd rather do like an area attack. Are the dwarves next?
The dwarves would be
They're
next.
Last, yeah.
I forgot to do all the rest of the newts, though. I only do the ones that attack Horik.
Oh, carry on.
That's all that matters is who attacks
Horik,
right?
Surely they pause a moment to celebrate their victory.
Well, one of them is going to attack his friend.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So that's going to help.
We did it!
How dare you? That guy was our friend!
Oh, and he misses.
Oh, come on.
Sorry. This guy attacks Segror. Does a 15 hit?
Sure does.
Does a 13 hit?
Yes.
3 damage and 7 damage.
Segror cries out after Moradin as he collapses to the ground in a bloody heap.
Oh,
oh my goodness.
Good thing you had these meat shields that I gave you for free.
I mean...
No, we had to not alienate a group of NPCs immediately to get them, which is very difficult for us.
And also, I was just going to leave them until they offered to help.
The other Fire Newt in the front line there attacks Tuntha and misses with both of its scimitar swipes. Blah, blah, blah. And the Strider... that's in front of Cranston and Albinox is going to bite with a crit.
Albinox
no. takes 14 damage.
Oh my god.
Now it is Cranston. Sorry.
I'm trying to find where I can place an attack that will not include Horik Jones' body. I'm going to cast Sleep as a level 3 spell centered over top of the Strider there.
Okay. What's the radius on it?
20-foot radius. So actually, let's do it, I guess, over top of Horik.
Yeah.
Can't get any sleepier than this.
Oh, it has to be a little farther back, I guess.
20 feet would reach everybody, including town and the dwarves.
Yeah, we don't want the dwarves. So do one back, just behind Horik there.
You're going to have to hit Tuntha.
He's only got 6 hit points, so he's going to fall asleep for sure. But I guess that's what happens when you are a shitty dwarf.
You could just leave out the newt that's closest to Tuntha and get all the rest of them.
If that works, then yeah, I'll do it.
Okay, so you're hitting everybody except for the closest newt.
24 hit points of creatures fall asleep, starting with the lowest.
Any save?
No.
The newt in front of town takes a big yawn, slumps to the side. The one behind the strider that knocked out Horik also asleep. And the strider falls asleep.
Hey!
The newt riding him is going to make a dexterity saving throw, see if he falls to the ground. Yeah, he's prone.
Cool, so yeah, after that wave of magic music spreads out, Cranston encourages Liani. Really good bow shot last time.
Thank you.
Let's do one more of those.
Okay.
And you get a bardic inspiration.
Yeah.
Douglas, your turn.
Okay, I'm going to cast Frostbite on the strider that's right in front of me.
Okay.
He has to do a constitution saving throw.
He fails.
6 damage on that motherfucker.
He did. Albinox rushes in over to the newt that had fallen prone.
Ah, for Segror!
He'll get advantage because he's prone.
15?
Misses. Tuntha is the other one there on the bottom, and he's going to attack the weakened newt just in front of him.
Also for Segror. Oh, he crit. Guess who loves Segror
yeah,
more?
Exactly. Yeah.
Who is his real friend?
Yeah, the guy was cheating on his wife with him.
Got dark?
5 slashing damage.
Starting to think the newts have a, like, better family values.
I think they definitely do.
Tuntha kills the newt in front of him with a mighty blow for Segror. We still have Scythi.
Yeah.
Scythi's nearest to the sleeping newt, but maybe could come around in front of Tuntha over here.
Yeah, now that other one's down.
Circles around and is also going to attack the prone one.
Segror was okay, but this one's for me. 16.
That hit.
6 damage.
I'm the
best.
This
one's for Michael. You haven't met him yet.
He was my friend in high school.
This
All
one's right. for my college sweetheart.
It is now round 4.
Oh, Leanne. My God.
All right. Leanne's just going to move kind of behind Cougar, just trying to spread out. Mm-hmm. Scythi, you're still alive, right?
Yeah.
This one's for you.
I was also attacking for me.
Don't
double down on that.
Yeah. I'm going to shoot the guy in the very back.
Okay.
24 to hit.
That hits.
10 damage.
A solid arrow shot to the thorax, and that newt is bloodied. Town still has to go.
Town doesn't really feel like moving too much, so Town's just going to attack the sleeping one.
Sure.
23 on the
yes.
claw, and then the bite, 19.
Yep.
8 damage, and then 5 damage.
That is enough to kill it.
For horror!
Does town move up after killing that newt?
No.
Then we're going to get a death saving throw from Horik Jones.
Beat it.
All right. You got one success, two more, and you're going to stay alive. Cranston, who you are next?
The one that was riding and fell down?
Yeah.
He's not still charmed or suggested, I would assume.
No.
So I will shout at him a really clever line about how he fell down, and that's a shame. And he makes a wisdom saving throw.
Listeners, write in with what he said here.
He's trying to understand what that disc really means, and he fails the saving throw.
2 psychic damage, and he has disadvantage on his next attack roll.
Okay.
Leandy, do you still have your inspiration die? I think you do, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I didn't use it.
Okay. And I'll give one to Douglas.
All right.
It is the newts next. This guy's going to stand up from prone, and he is going to dash away. So he's going to take 3 attack opportunities from those dwarfs.
He's abandoning his Strider.
Strider's sleeping.
Oh, still.
20 to hit.
Yep.
20 to hit, and 16.
All 3 of those hit.
16 damage combined from all 3.
Yes, he's dead. This last newt in the back, the only one left and the only one still awake, is going to strike at Horik's dead body.
Man, you guys are like nemesis.
Now we know they're evil, though.
You will take 5 slashing damage.
Okay.
And you immediately suffer 2 death saving failures.
That's not great.
It is Douglas's turn.
I'm going to do a ray of frost on that guy that attacked Horik. 20 to hit.
That hits.
6 damage and minus 10 speed on the guy, so he can't get anywhere.
It is the dwarves' turn. Do you think that they would run to Horik's aid, or would they deal with the Strider?
They'd probably smack the shit out of that Strider, I think.
They're intelligent. They're +1 int. I think they would go after the living one, right?
Yep. So 2 of them are able to attack this newt.
Sure. A 9, which probably won't cut it. A 13?
No, neither of those hit.
They tried.
It is Liani's turn.
Liani's going to shoot at the only awake one.
Okay.
Fire! Oh, that's a 1.
Cool.
Go ahead, Town.
Town gets right up with the dwarves to attack the living one.
Okay.
19.
That hits.
6 damage.
That's exactly how many hit points he had left.
Nice.
Bravo.
And meow.
The remaining newt and his Strider are unconscious, sleeping and snoozing.
Oh, that's perfect. We wanted to keep somebody for questioning.
Cranston first jumps over the fallen body of the Strider and does like a cool slide right up to Horik Jones.
Sick.
Yeah.
Nice. First, he has to make a saving throw because it's his turn.
Oh, okay.
So this is it.
This is it. If you roll a 1 through 9, you are dead.
Here it goes.
On a die roll.
Oh! Oh!
Natural 20.
Oh, shit.
Woo! Oh,
that
geez.
Was crazy. So that means that you are actually back to 1 hit point.
Horik manages to like pull himself up and he's bleeding all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
All right. But he is conscious.
Yeah. Lee smacks Horik.
And killing him.
Back down to minus 2.
Don't ever do something that stupid again.
Now, what did you say about sliding?
if he's fine, I saunter over. Casually.
I knew he'd be fine.
And I slap him on the back and say, really dumb plan there, buddy.
You guys live so long.
But with that smack, you receive 11 hit points back.
Hey!
It's not very good, though.
You almost navigated your way straight to hell.
Yeah. Where's your ladder straight to heaven?
Okay, we'll have time to make fun of Horik later, right? Right now, we need to deal with the Strider and secure the last newt.
Yeah. Douglas, you're next.
The Strider?
No.
Okay.
So. Oh, I thought we just coup de grace the Strider.
The thing is, as soon as you do damage to it, it wakes up. Yeah. If you don't do enough with the crit, it will still be alive.
We can all move around him and ready in action if he awakens.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you do that?
Yeah. Okay. So you guys go back around to Liani. The dwarves are going to come over with you too, so they're
are
ready to go.
Are those other dwarves like dead?
No, they're dead. They're NPCs. Dead.
Oh,
that's sad.
Yeah, it sucks. Oh, and
rip Segrimmore.
You guys are all strategically surrounding the Strider.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Ready for it.
All right, I'm going to take 2 swings.
You automatically crit hit, so just do your damages if you're critting.
Oh, shit. 10 damage with my first short sword.
That's enough. It's dead.
He just fucking slices its head off.
Yeah, exactly. And I hold it up and I yell, for what's his name?
And I whisper, Horik.
No, not Horik.
Horik's fine. I'm fine.
Yeah. I'm right here. What do you guys do with this remaining sleeping newt?
I think maybe can we like, yeah, well, I don't know if we can tie him up. He's probably got a hot bod.
Oh, so hot. Oh, let's dangle him over the liquid metal.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at, but I don't know if we can tie him up. If like just rope is probably going to burn off.
There's got to be chains
there. Yeah, there's plenty of chains.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Tie him up to one of these tables and we'll push it over the
they're
side.
They're so sturdy.
The sturdiest.
We'll lava board.
Yeah, lava board. Okay.
Yeah, so we get some of those chains, we tie them up, we kind of place them precariously over the edge of the liquid metal pool.
Sure.
Like a spit roast almost.
Yeah. And then shake them awake.
Hey, watch
you're gonna
your
have
tongue.
To take care of this, Doug.
Oh yeah, I guess.
The subtitles come up at the bottom of the screen.
Douglas is like a fast reader, so what does he say?
What is this? Let me out of here! I'll give you anything. I'll make a deal.
Let's make a deal, friend.
Yeah, let me out.
Where's the vault?
It's like on the other side of that pit.
I mean, we know where the vault is.
Okay.
So Sith knows where that is. The questions that I have for him are in regards to potential dragons in this mine, and if there's any more of the newts in here that we should be ready for.
Okay. Tell us about the dragons.
The dragons?
Yeah.
Tinder, you mean?
Yes.
Oh, I can't wait to swipe right on that.
I swipe right on that question, yeah.
She's way on the other side of the mines. That's like 40 miles underground. I've never seen her over here.
That's good. Does she have any sort of underlings or babies that kind of go around here?
All those filthy kobolds.
Oh, yeah. Kobolds. Gross, right?
Real gross. You're going to let me out now, right?
Oh, no. We're not done yet. What was the other thing you wanted to know?
Well, I guess on the route towards the southern exit, are there any more newt camps or newt patrols that we should be aware of?
Any friends of yours that we can avoid so that we don't have to kill everybody like we did this time?
Yeah, you should definitely avoid them.
Where are they on this map? I point onto the map.
They're in the mountain.
They're in the mountain. I lower him slightly for that comment.
Oh, boy.
What are you doing?
That was too sassy of an answer. I'm sorry.
I didn't know that.
You could be more descriptive. Like, where are the camps within the mountain?
Yeah, use your words.
Well, there's one here.
Okay.
And like sometimes, there was one here. Sometimes we're in the tunnel, but
which
sometimes
tunnel?
We're here.
Where's the tunnel?
The tunnel that goes south.
Okay.
Okay, this tunnel we have to go through, of course.
Yeah.
Sometimes. I mean, sometimes there's not, though.
How many numbers are you?
Eliani, he actually can't understand you, so.
Yeah, you're just babbling at him. I'm like, can you give us a rough estimate of how many of you there are?
I would. My hands are tied up. There's more. There's more. There's the same. There's as many as there were.
How many hands would you say you would need to count?
Well, there's Blip and Zimp and Jim and.
All right, let him go.
Yeah, I pull him back over. We don't untie him, I think, but leave him to get found later, I suppose, because I don't want him just running off.
Why?
Because he's just going to tell the other newts about
no,
us.
No, why are we leaving him alive? So there's no reason to kill him?
Yeah.
Are you guys going to let me go now?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
All right, let's tuck him in like a closet or something.
Yeah,
at least.
We need to guarantee that you won't talk anytime soon, so we're going to have to put you in a closet for a little bit.
Oh, I can't. I mean, I can only speak Draconic and Ignan, so...
Yeah, but to your friends, we mean.
Oh, they can also speak Draconic
and
Ignan.
I know. That's why we had to put you in the closet. But hopefully you'll get out soon, buddy.
Which closet?
I don't know. I'm sure there's some sort of storage unit around.
There's one at the bottom of that silver pit.
I mean, yeah, I could go for a hot tub.
Wait, what?
A hot tub?
Sure.
Who would survive in the silver?
It's just hot.
It's like
so he's
really
tied up.
Hot.
How deep is the pit? Would he be able to pull himself out of there? Or would someone have to come get him?
It's not super deep. Like the drop into it is maybe 2 or 3 feet. And and then it's just filled with like this molten metal.
But if we tie him up and
but
leave
like
him
the
in
molten
there.
Metal, that's what I'm worried about.
We're at the entrance. Like there's probably not going to be many, if anybody, coming in from behind us. We're heading forward.
Yeah.
I think we tie him up. We can put him in the lava pool if you really want, because he'll be fine there.
Yeah.
And we move on.
Okay.
Let's dump him in. He'll have a,
let's
have
not
a bit
put
of
him
a
in,
because
then his chains will melt.
Slow him down.
Let's
at least.
Just literally tie him up and put him in a corner.
Okay. We yep. do that.
I see a closet right here.
Yeah, see? I knew there must have been a closet.
But you could
somewhere.
Leave me alone. like out and I could just...
You could have left us alone.
What? You could attacked us first.
Yeah, that's not what happened.
That's not how history will say.
Messi came in here and then you guys shot ice at us.
I know. That was really messed up. We're very sorry about that. We should have talked it out first.
I swear I would have talked.
I know. Then that's why we're leaving you alive, because you look like a kind of guy that would have talked with us.
Okay.
We just lock him in that closet and leave.
Okay. You lock him up without ever even learning his name.
Nope. And it's best not to. It's best.
Too much emotional attachment. Yeah. You contemplate your next move, and the hammering and clanging from the room on the other side of this crane ceases. We'll see you in 2 weeks. The music in this episode was produced by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com and is licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0.
Then, you know, I've always had a thing for Horik.
Whoa.
Just not enough man to love. No, there's plenty.